When a corrective word or something correcting comes from God to you, we get mad. That's the devil. The switch came to me. The switch just popped off the tree. It stripped itself. And said, this is for you. You better get ready because it's about to tear your hide up. What you want to do? Do you want to run from correction? Or do you want to just stay in the position that you're at right now? What you want to do? Choice is yours. How many of us would really turn around and say, go ahead, Daddy, do it? You know you won't. Because I'll be the first one to tell you I did. I said, God, I don't want this switch. Because your hand is heavy. And when you put your hand on me, it hurts. He says, it wouldn't be if you wouldn't resist my correction. We had church too long wanting to do it their way. We get into church and it's got to be a certain way. It's got to look a certain way. It's got to be a certain temperature, but I agree with that one. Lord. But we're about to go somewhere, Popo. Where people would trek for miles to get to a service just to hear the gospel of Jesus. That they'll walk down a dirt road that's not even paved, carrying their young with them just to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. For miles to sit and wonder why'd you quit within an hour. They expect 4 and 6 hour services just to hear the word of God. And we can't get churches in this society, in this nation, to stay under the anointing of God, to speak of the goodness of Jesus Christ. And the reason why is the pastors feel like they got to stop or we will offend the people. And if we keep them too long, we'll lose them. They've been lost if they don't even seek after God themselves. But if you really want God, stare at that switch. Because it's about to come down. I said, Pastor, I've been trying everything. I've been fast praying. I've been doing everything. I've been cutting some things. I cut some soul ties last night. Well, on the way to church, I cut soul ties. I'm trying everything. You need to understand what God is really saying. He's saying, I'm about to do something with my body. With my body. And if you don't line up with what I'm doing, you're going to miss it. And that kind of switch hurts more than the physical switch. Because when you miss it, you're going to see the glory of God go before you, and you'll miss what he had for you. Let's not miss. Oh, let's not miss. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Come on. Can I break it down real plain for you? You can really be doing everything you know to do for God. And then you look to your neighbor on the left. And they got their breakthrough. And you didn't. That's the switch. Now what you're going to do? Because I didn't bless you, even though you were doing everything right. You know, I went on vacation and got tore up by God every morning. Mm-hmm. I thought this was going to be one of those fun kind of, hey. Heartburn the moment I got on the ship. Y'all don't know me by now, do you? Yeah. I couldn't eat ice cream. Couldn't even eat pizza. Heartburn. Watch this one. Get up in the morning. 5:30 every morning. Come meet me. Heartburn. Meet me. Heartburn. Okay. Can I have coffee? Get my coffee. Heartburn. Now sit here and let me speak to you. I'm on vacation. Have you ever done? I'm on vacation, God. Time out. So I need to speak to you. It's about you. Why is it so important that I hear from you now as opposed to at church? He says, you're too busy. You're too busy. You're too busy about everything that's coming up. Be still. Be still. Let me speak to you. I've given you a mandate. And I've given you a mission. The enemy has taken notice of it. Are you ready? Oh, you think it's going to be easy peasy? Just because I said it's going to be? He says, all hell is breaking loose because you're on a mission. Because you're on a mission. Sit down. Put your coffee down. You know I love my coffee. No. Love my coffee. I have me one of those big old bubble cups. I filled that thing up. Took one sip. Heartburn. If my mama didn't bring some pills with her, I'd say, y'all need to just take me back home. I couldn't eat. Am I telling the truth? Telling the truth? I couldn't. I ate. I forced it down. Forced it down. And I was hurting. You know when you like food, brother? You like food so much that when they give you an 8-course meal, 8 courses, you can order as much as you want. And you sit down, I'm going to order. I got heartburn before I even got to the table. I had heartburn. Right there, right, Joseph? Joseph, what's wrong with you? Popping Rolaids and antacids. I had white chalk all around my mouth like this. Help me out, brother. Help me out, man. It was traumatic for me. But I forced it down. Come time to go get our groove on. Your pastor's asleep. Rolling, hurting in bed. I said, Lord, what you doing to me? I need you up in the morning. You know I'll get up. Can we just let this go? Katrina, when I got home, in my house, anything I put in my mouth, no heartburn. Not one thing. Haven't had it since. Had me 2 pots of coffee just to test it. No heartburn. Some chili. With some fajitas. Some ranch steak tacos, some Puerto Rican rice, and some beans. And then I put that sauce on there. I said, let's see if this is really real. Put that in there. No, ain't no got no heartburn whatsoever. He says, I already spoke to you. Now do what I told you to do and quit getting so distracted. If I go quick, I don't know, but I can tell you this. I did title this message, Ride Like a Madman. Ride Like a Madman. Touch your neighbor and say, Ride Like a Madman. Now stand up and touch your neighbor and say, Ride Like a Madman. I want you to go to the front and the back, Ride Like a Madman.
Come on, come on, come on. Get out of the rows. Get out the rows. Come on, get out the road. If I tell you the buffet is open, y'all be running to the buffet. Now go and touch somebody and tell them, ride like a madman. Ride like a madman. Come on, come on. Ride like a madman. Ride like a madman. Uh-huh. Like a madman. Ride like a madman. Turn to 2 Kings 9, please. 2 Kings 9. 2 Kings 9. The Lord put this in my spirit. My first day of heartburn. The first day I woke up in the morning, I go out to the back of the ship where I meet God the last time I was on the same ship. He says, no, I want you to shift. I don't want you at the back. I want you to go to the side. Because I want to show you something different. I said, Lord, I don't know what you're about to do. He goes, I'm giving you a mission and a mandate. Ride like a madman. 2 Kings 9, verse 1 through 3. When you find it, say amen. Amen. I could go through the particulars and tell you that God is saying a new thing in the season that we're in. But I don't want you to miss what God is about to show you here. God is purposed in your heart. He has purposed in your spirit, man. And he has spoken concerning what he has created you to do. And when he spoke that to you, he began to do something and quicken inside of you by the Spirit of the living God. But there's been some distractions that has come your way. He says, don't give up and don't turn sideways and look around, because I put it in you. And when I put it inside of you, I want you to drive like a madman and don't quit. Don't quit. But distractions will come. It's how you're going to deal with it, son. 2 Kings 9. The prophet Elisha summoned a man. He summoned a man from the company of the prophets. What was his name? No name. No name was ever given. People trying to make a name for themselves. He said, I don't need someone's name. It's the message that's important. It's the mission and the mandate that's important. How come Elisha himself didn't go deliver the word? Watch this. Don't lose sight of this. He chose a young prophet. He said, a young prophet. Look around you. Look around you. Look in the eyes of the prophets around you. You carry a message. You are a messenger of the good news of Jesus Christ. There's prophets sitting around you right now. And I don't mean prophet by office, but prophet as messengers. And when he speaks a thing to you, be like the madman. Be like the madman. And go and do what he said for you to do. Don't miss this. He said, tuck your cloak into your belt. Why he say tuck your cloak into your belt? Because, boy, you better run. And I don't want to hear no excuses. That, oh, but I don't have my right shoes on. And I don't have my right, you know, Nike Airs on. No, you don't put that in the belt and run. Because what I have for you to do, I don't need you walking around lallygagging just when you want to get there. I need you to get there and do what I told you to do. And I'm trying to tell you, before you ever take another step, prepare yourself for this journey, because it's going to be fast. Shoot, y'all don't want to hear this. Let me just preach to myself. Take this flask of oil with you and go to Ramoth Gilead. When you get there, look for Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi. Go to him. Get him away from his companions and take him into an inner room. Let's just pause right there. Put that thing in neutral. We're going to go back and drive in just a minute. But right now in neutral, I want to tell you something. When God speaks something to you, he's going to get you alone. He's going to get you alone. You're going to feel isolated. You're going to feel like you've missed it. You're going to feel like everything else is falling around you. And nobody's going to be near you. God says he's got to get you out of the companion. Hey. Sometimes it's not the people you choose to be next to you. Oh. But we've been cutting together for quite a long time. No. I need you to get away from them. Get into an inner room. And when you get into an inner room, I will speak. Y'all don't want to get alone with God, but you want all kinds of good. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Shut up. Get alone with God. Spend some time with Him so that when He speaks, there's no confusion. And don't be looking to your neighbor and say, I think. Stop your thinking. Start your knower. Start your knower, because when He speaks, He don't speak for you to hear. He speaks so that your spirit man knows. But He's got to get you alone. Ooh. He's got to get you away from the areas of comfort, the things you love, the things you're passionate about. He's got to separate you from so He can speak. Because when He speaks to your spirit, man. That's why He's got to separate you. He's got to put you in a season of isolation. He's got to put you to the point where you feel like you're never going to hear another word from anybody else. But your best and blessed day, son, is right in front of you. Don't miss it. Before the end of this year, you will be signing for your house. Your call is coming now. The tickets have been paid. You're in your season now. You're in your season now. Fear not, beloved, for I've got them both in my very hand. And as I take you, this will be that time of isolation for you. But watch as you flourish under the gospel of Jesus Christ, under the power and the anointing that will destroy every yoke. You will see drug addicts just drop things. Drop them. Well, I'm not the one speaking. Do you know why I have this man playing? He's my minstrel. He assists me as you will be a minstrel to assist him. You have suffered much and much loss. Heartache and pain. A struggle and a fight was something that you had to do all the time. But you're in your season right now. Don't miss it. Right now. You're going to see great things. Great things. And I can prophesy this to you. And I know by the Spirit of the living God. You're more about being in a place that's comfortable. More than elaborate. You want a home. You want a home. The home will be the way you ask God for it. Oh, Jesus. In the season right now, mark my words, before you come home for Christmas, before you come home for Christmas, that'll be so. I know it. I know it under the office of the Holy Spirit. Put that thing, put it in drive. Let's put it in drive. Let's go. Let's go. You ready? Verse 3, then take the flask and pour the oil on his head and declare, this is what the Lord says, I anoint you king over Israel. Watch this. Then open the door and run and don't delay. He said, you anoint. And when you anoint, run through that open door. One of you, two of you would have grabbed it. But the anointing comes because the door has been opened already. He just said, separate him. Remember, I told you, he said, you're going to have to sanctify yourself. Separate. Sanctification means to separate from. He separated. He sanctified Jehu away from the companions. Took him into an inner room. Hear this. And after he anointed him, he ran through the open door. When the anointing of God comes, after the instruction of God comes, the anointing is on you. And you will go because it's automatically opened for you. And when it is open, don't look for it to ever be closed. Look for it that it's open, for the season that you're in is now. And run with it, because I've already spoken it to you. And when I speak it to you, you run with it. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get dismayed about the things and how. Just no, run. Run. Run! I know what I'm telling you. We're in a season of power evangelism like never before. It's going to be easy to minister to people, but it's going to be hard to get to them, to minister to them. I'm only on verse 3. Yeah.
Fire that is shut up in my bones right now. But I thank you, God, that it's got to be spoken into existence right now. Under the auspice of the Holy Spirit, Lord, under the covering of the Holy Spirit, under the oil and the blood of Jesus, I speak this very to existence into this very house, Lord. And I thank you right now that every Jehu in this very house right now is receiving their kingly anointing right now. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Verse 6 continues to read. Jehu got up and went into the house. Then the prophet poured the oil on Jehu's head and declared, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anoint you king over the Lord's people, Israel. You are to destroy the house of Ahab, your master. And I will avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of the Lord's servants shed by Jezebel. The whole house of Ahab will perish. I will cut off from Ahab every last male in Israel, slave or free. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat. I am like the house of Baasha, son of Ahijah. As for Jezebel, the dogs will devour her on the plot of ground at Jezreel, and no one will bury her." Then he opened the door and ran. Beloved, I present before you right now. There is a season of isolation that comes to the people. That he separates and isolates and brings you into an inner room. And when he begins to speak, the oil begins to flow. But he will send a messenger to anoint you with oil in order to carry out the mission of God and the purpose of God, so that when he came out of the tent, those that he was separated from, hear this, those that he was separated from now ask, what was that crazy man doing? He repeats the prophetic word. The cloaks are removed. A sign that they heard from the Lord. And they placed it on the ground, on the steps. The bare steps is what the scripture reads. And immediately Jehu became king. Watch. It wasn't in no palace. There was no feast. There was not an honor guard that was called. Trumpets did not blow. There wasn't a fatted calf. There wasn't a big old spread of meat and all the kinds of food you want to eat. It was the word of God that was spoken. And under that anointing, he became king. Don't miss this, young man. Don't miss this. He's not waiting for you to get older. He's not waiting for you to get wiser. He's waiting for you to get alone with him, so that his very hand can be laid upon your very head and anoint you to be king. You've had to be the man of the house before your time. You've had to take on responsibilities on your own that you didn't want to. You explored in things you didn't really want to do, but you explored. But because of the fact that God kept you, God is about to put his hand on you. And time is about to be erased. And you will be put into that place that God has called you to be in sooner than you think. Encourage your family. Do not burden them. Encourage them. You're about to bring joy into the house like never before, sir. Joy. You are clowns. Begin to be a clown. Keep clowning. Have fun. But keep peace in the home. The hand of God is on you. Is on you. Your isolation is a time when he begins to speak even the more in depths and revelation like you have never experienced. The words are about to jump off the pages and you're about to see the things like writing on the wall, what God is saying that he's about to do through you, for you, through his kingdom and for his kingdom. The time of isolation is short. You'll begin to turn into the new year before the first quarter of 2015. You'll be out of that place where you will be calling it the cave. Because in your cave dwelling right now, you're about to experience instructions and directions on where you're to go. And things are about to manifest for you. Be encouraged. As Jehu left, if you go down to verse 13, it says, then quickly they took their cloaks and spread them under him on the bare steps. Then they blew the trumpet and shouted, Jehu is king. I'm telling you right now that there is a transfer of anointing that is taking place right now in this very house. Don't miss it. If you don't quite understand what is going on because you haven't been in church, let me help you. That means if what you were just in, you're no longer in. You just moved to a different position. God stepped into Jehu's commanding officer, into his troops, and took him out of being in the army to becoming king.
in that very instant. God is stepping into your now and changing everything about you and changing the purpose that He has for you and giving you the oil and the purpose and mission for what you're to do. Whoa, that's a beautiful ceremony right now. That's a beautiful ceremony. They're all shouting, Hallelujah, Jehu is king. Jehu is king. Jehu is king. Continue reading on in this beautiful story. You'll see that they had to start fighting right then and there. God gives you a mission. He speaks to you on what you're to do. All hell is breaking loose. Go down to verse 17, please, if you would. Is this all right with you guys? Is this all right? Verse 17 then. When the lookout standing on the tower in where Jezreel saw Jehu's troops approaching, he called out, I see some troops coming. Get a horseman, Joram ordered. Send him to meet them and ask, do you come in peace? I want you to look at verse 17. The lookout. The lookout. The lookout saw them coming. Now Jehu just got anointed and a prophetic word given with specific instructions, was it not? What are you to do? You're going to destroy Ahab's kingdom and you're going to destroy Jezebel. I've given you specific instructions. Not only that, I'm going to tell you, you're not even going to bury that woman. Gave specifics. So now all of a sudden Jehu is driving like a madman. And the one up on the tower that's watching, that's called the enemy, is watching that you are coming with purpose. With purpose and a mission. Driving like a madman. Sending other people out to see, hey, go see if he's coming in peace. Jehu so bad, says, hey, you better get behind me or you're about to go down. Watch this. They got on his side. Hey, I see him. He arrived over there, Jehu. I see the messenger. He got there, but he ain't coming back. King says, send another one. Send another one. All right. Goes out to Jehu. Says, you come in peace? Get behind me, Joker. I'm about to take you out. Well, he lined up real quick. Say it with me. Switch. Switch. Sometimes God's going to allow some things into your life, into your mission, into your purpose, to see how you're going to handle it. What you going to do? Are you going to stop the forward progression? Are you going to stop because you don't fit in like everybody else? You don't preach like so-and-so. You don't prophesy like so-and-so. You don't even look like so-and-so. Shut your very mouth. I ain't supposed to look like anybody else but me. I'm talking about you. You're supposed to look like you, be like you, act like you, do you. Because ain't nobody do you like you do you. Ain't that right? Jehu was known to be a madman. They saw him. I paraphrase the rest. They look out and say, the other troops ain't come back, so what are we going to do? I don't know, but it seemed to be Jehu because he's driving like a madman with purpose and a cause. There's something about him as he's driving up. He's driving like a madman, like ain't nobody going to stop him. Anybody want to go and meet Jehu? They're asking you, do you come in peace? I don't come in peace. You're about to leave in pieces. You don't get behind me. There's some things that are going to come that's going to tear you apart. How am I going to recover from this? Get up. Because the purpose and mandate has still been released. Don't let nothing take you out. Just because the gates of hell are trying to prevail, the Bible says that it won't prevail. And that every weapon that is formed against you shall not prevail. Shh. know what I'm telling you. You got a mission? Drive like a madman. And I don't mean out there in these streets. Don't do that. But you got purpose. You got focus. You have direction. And don't let them take you out. Watch this. Well, who's going to take Jehu out? It just happens to be a woman that's trying to take him out. I'll paraphrase it. You can read on. Read your Bible and you'll know what I'm talking about. Now Jehu comes in and she hears that Jehu entered into the city gates. Yeah, y'all don't want to play with me today. She heard him come into the city. We're taking this city. We are taking this city. Oh, and it's not about the house of manna, guys. You just get that out your mind. It's been way out my mind a long time ago. You know how I know? Because the house of manna can't do one thing. But he can do all things. It's about a people that gather together for the mission and cause that God has already told us to do. And that very mission, the enemy has taken notice that we came into agreement. The moment that it was released into the atmosphere, the watchman on the tower said, there's agreement at that little crazy house over there. The air conditioner don't work. Got people on both sides of that church trying to irritate them, and they still praise God like a madman. Michael, just get on the drums, Michael. Just help me with this one. Look, like I'm telling you, when I came into this building, I had every opportunity to paint every single wall a different color. No, sir, you're going to leave it just as is. It's going to be different. Don't change it to look like everybody else. He says, what I want you to do is make it different. Be different. Don't try to be like somebody else out there. Because what I have for you is different. So now in the middle of your ministry, I'm about to switch on you. Just so happens to be after our 4th year anniversary. He switches. He says, I want you to save, equip, and send. I want you to be a church that reaches out to the city. Not the community, city. When your focus is city, the community jumps in and lines up with you. He says, but what you first got to do is speak the vision. And when you speak the vision, when they grab hold of it, you'll have momentum. When you have momentum, the enemy takes notice. Now there's agreement in that crazy old house of manna. Now because there's agreement and momentum, we've got to send out messengers. I'm going to preach this devil out of this house. Distractions will come. Sent from Jezebel. You can call it what you want. You can paint it all kinds of way. Because that silly old sister put on her makeup. She put on her earrings. She put on her lipstick. She put on all of that eyeliner, mascara. And she didn't have much of eyelashes. She had to put those lipstick. Make her look bigger. She don't stretch it all the way out. She didn't just put the earrings on. She put the earrings on. That one that when she look out the window, it kept on moving. And she looked out the window and spoke to Jehu. Are you the troubler? Not everybody was here because the troubler has come. The troubler has come. Watch this. You know you're truly in the will of God when a seducing spirit has been sent. is. And some of, can I break it down on the real for you? Can I break it down? A seducing spirit is sent first before you even finish what God has sent for you to do. She made herself painted up because she wasn't worried about the mission. A Jezebel spirit don't care about not one thing about you. Don't care about what anointing you carry. Don't care about what office you carry. Don't care about how you look, how you act, how you preach, how you eat, what you do. All she cares about is trying to kill the very thing that God said for you to do. How many of you feel that every time you try to start the thing God told you to do, you get hit by something that looked good? Y'all thought it was going to be something different. It looked good, so you thought it was God, but it wasn't God. Start going after the things that look good. It's not God. She's sending things out for you to be enticed. You don't even have me get started on pornography. That's one of the things. And that's an indication it's been loose already. Then you come into the church because you want to hook up. When you begin to see these things taking place, it's a seducing spirit that leaves first to try to stop the progression. But the madman did not even speak to Jezebel. Never spoke back to her. Never spoke back to her. Never. You think that you got to start binding every Jezebel spirit? No, no. Because you start looking at flesh. You Jezebel. No, he ain't. No. Jezebel's a spirit that can land on any one of you and make you come against authority left and right. Make you want to usurp all kinds of authority. Make you want to do things the way you want to do things because it seems right unto you. On a pastor and have all kind of control and manipulation, not even knowing that that person is a Jezebel himself or herself, because it's not just a woman. Sometimes it's the very person that you think is the anointed one. This spirit for many years follow a prophetic house, and every time you're in a prophetic house, oh, I got a prophetic word, I got a prophetic word. There are prophets in that house left and right. So is Jezebel. You just got to know the form that Jezebel comes in, trying to make herself look pretty. Ain't even a female spirit. Sometimes you may even fall prey to the Ahab spirits. They were one because they were married. And Ahab was the yes, 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 whatever you want, yes, yes. Ahab was the yes man. Whatever you want, baby. Whatever you want, baby. Whatever you want, baby. Whatever you want. But Ahab's spirit is always connected with the Jezebel spirit. And Jezebel and Ahab have offspring. And when their offspring goes out, you forget what you're looking at. Is it Jezebel? Is it Ahab? No, it's an offspring that is in the house. And when it comes into the house, you begin to miss the very thing because you're looking at the one in the window, or you're looking at the one that used to hold its position, but you're missing the one that has been birthed in that very atmosphere. Woo! Jezebel's offspring is birthed in a prophetic house. And when you begin to operate under the mission and the auspice of the Holy Spirit, that that very spirit comes to try to stop what God has spoken to you. It tries to cause all kinds of confusion. You're like, well, what happened? Where? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? I bound Jezebel, Ahab, and Python, Leviathan, and Rattlesnake, and Coral Snake. We start finding all kinds of snakes. And they say, you're missing the baby. You're missing the baby that was birthed under the prophetic anointing that slid its way in. Send me on another cruise. Let's see what else I get. Neighbor, say, drive like a madman. Drive like a madman. Don't stop. Keep driving. And if you gotta run over that baby, run over the baby. I'm trying to tell you, because sometimes that baby's gonna look like it's part of the ministry that God has told you to do. Woo! I ain't gonna like this one, but I ain't here to play patty cakes with you. I'm here to help you. Because whatever happens, it looks like it's supposed to be part of you. Because it was birthed under that prophetic anointing. So it looks like it's prophetic nature. But it's not prophetic in nature. It's demonic in nature. But you think because it acts like God and the power of God, that it is God. It is the offspring that was developed under that anointing, and you didn't witness or catch it, and it latched onto you. A lot of children in the room. If your parents may need to educate your children on what Pastor's talking about, because these spirits, they don't care about age either. That's why we're having children today commit suicide because of all kinds of craziness. Having children cut themselves because of all kinds of craziness that's been taking place in the home. This spirit is very vile. You ask the good question, what is its name? Familiar. Familiar. Begins to speak just like you, talk just like you, takes on the form of godliness, but denying the power of God. We've got to catch this thing, I'm trying to tell you. We are on a mission that God has called us to do. Many of you have been spoken to by the Spirit of the living God on what you are to do in your ministries and what you're to do in the thing that God has called you in this very season. But there's been something that has latched onto you and you didn't know what it was. It's familiar to you. Let go of that familiar thing and begin to cast off things that are not taking you in that direction. Don't get swayed. Do not get detoured, but keep moving forward and drive like a madman. Drive like a madman. Jehu did never speak to her. He spoke into the chamber. Watch this. Spoke into the chamber. Where did his anointing come from? In a chamber. So when it was time to deal with that, spoke to the chamber. Who is with me? Watch this. It's, the Bible says two or three eunuchs. You know what a eunuch is? Castration. A eunuch is not going to be wooed. Is not going to be persuaded by the female persuasion. So when he said, who is for me? She couldn't experience anything else other than to look at what was about to happen. Those that had no effect by that spirit casted her out from within her own camp. I'm trying to tell you something right now. The enemy may be coming at you left and right, But you got to speak into the camp of the enemy and say, who is with me? Because sometimes God's going to call those things that are not as though they are. And say, the ones that have been giving you all kind of grief and hell are the ones that are going to take care of that thing that's been causing you to stumble. Watch this. What did Jehu do after she was cast down? Stepped right into the palace and began to eat. Read your story. Read your story. What battle did he have to fight? Not one. Physical, not one. Spiritual, since the day it started. Since the day it started. God spoke the mission and purpose and mandate of this house, and all hell broke loose. All hell. That's how I know I'm on the right track. And I'm just as crazy as Jehu. Y'all don't know me. Y'all don't know me. I thank God I wasn't always saved. I come from street. Street. This is my baby. He's my baby. I said, God, you've given me this to steward, and I'm going to manage. He says, that's your baby. What you going to do? Before this ministry ever started, was ever formed, you know what they called my wife? She said, you'll be like a lioness protecting the baby. Trust me, y'all don't want to know. That's a Puerto Rican for real. I'm trying to tell you, mama, she would fight. She fights. We fight for this baby. Because I know what God has called us to do. And I want you to line up with the thing that God has called you to do and drive like a madman. Drive like a madman. Your ministry is going to get hit. Your marriage is going to get hit. Your sons and daughters are going to get hit. Your mamas and your daddies, they're going to get hit. You keep driving forward until you get to that very place that God told you to get to. There's a resurgence of fire in you, sir, that has called you to rise in this occasion, in this season. Many have always tried to keep you down, but they see leadership that's on you. They see it. It's easy to see. But what happens is they begin to kind of push you aside just a little bit, and then they overlook you and they kind of step aside. God says, I'm pulling you to the forefront. You've been too comfortable in the back. I'm bringing you to the front of leadership. You will be like the man that's sitting alone but begin to hear the things that God is speaking to with clarity and precision and accuracy. And you will begin to lead an army of troops into the enemy's camp. And you'll begin to reach into the places that no one will reach, but only you can touch. He's given you an anointing, sir, that will reach those not just in the streets, but you will reach those in the pews. You will reach those that are in leadership, and you will teach those on how to be real men of God. Integrity and character of God is being developed and harnessed in you. You're a man of integrity, sir, and I don't even know you. Your word is your word, and it's like a bond. You're about to lead a people to do a great work for the kingdom of God. I bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, sir. That the anointing that is inside of you increase to greater levels. For the oil of God is being poured upon you now and anointing you for the mission of God. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Well, I think we're done. Yeah. I pray that you hear what the Spirit of God is saying. I do. When I spend time with God, there's a lot of times I'm crying, shouting, screaming. I do the same thing. That's why I can tell you. But when I hear the word of the Lord for this house, and I hear it so strong, I know that God's up to something. And I know that when I go with my family on a much-needed vacation, and he won't let me enjoy it the way I want to enjoy it, I know there's purpose in what he has for me.
But one thing's for sure, we're going to deal with this thing. And we're going to see it to its fulfillment. We've labored long and hard, but we're driving like madmen. They will recognize us and see us from a distance. Those that have purpose, direction, and vision. Do you have that? Do you want that? If you would stand to your feet before I close. Every eye closed, please. You don't have to bow your heads. You don't have to bow your heads. This is what I want you to do. Just trust the Spirit of God. Trust the Spirit of God. I want your hands lifted up, your eyes closed, but your head lifted up, looking up into the hill. Looking up to the hill, but your eyes closed. With anticipation. Let the Spirit of the living God descend upon you right now. And let there be a filling through the Holy Spirit with the oil of God upon your very life. Your life, not your ministry, but your life right now. Your life. What you need right now. Let God fill you right now with what you need. And everything that has come against you, that has tried to stop you, and try to keep you from the purpose and mandate of God, I speak under the power and the anointing of God Almighty. I destroy this very works right now in Jesus' mighty name. I cancel the plans right now over your life that are not of God. And I destroy its yokes right now off of your life. And I speak into the atmosphere of the people of God in this room right now. With their hands lifted up and their eyes closed. With their heads looking up unto the hills. Father, I thank you right now that the anointing oil of God fall upon them now. Anoint them as you anointed JQ right now. As the priestly anointing is applied upon them right now, Father, I thank you that the mandate and mission, God, is upon their very life to do the thing that you called them to do. And that every foul and unclean spirit that is trying to stop and hinder their movement and their progression is bound and canceled right now in the name of Jesus. That they stay focused to do the thing that you called them to do. Not to be led astray. Not to be seduced into other areas that are not of you, God. But to do the thing you called them to do. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. I hope you receive this, guys. I hope you receive it. As the ministers are handing out the envelopes for tithing offering, there's a couple of things that we need to announce. We have outreaches coming up. We have SWAT is this Saturday. So James, if you would stand, please, and come and just give a dissertation of what's going to happen on Saturday. Can you get me a mic right there, Oscar, please? As you guys are preparing your envelopes, remember when you're writing out millions, there's two L's in millions as you're writing out? Two I's. It's a double. It's a double portion. All right, James, just share it with them, please, sir.
I tell you, we have got the enemy's attention.
Yes, sir.
I have not had, I mean, I'm talking about everything but the kitchen sink, and all of a sudden, here comes that piece of flying porcelain. Bonk! But anyway, want to share this with you. A prophet of God, last Friday, I'm moving out of a house that I moved into, had to move out of, prophet of God come up to me and said, I have a word for you. I never met this man in my life. Turns out that this guy is my spiritual great-great-great-grandfather.
Wow.
And he says to me, he says, son, you need to study everything you can about the power of agreement.
Ooh.
And I opened up my Bible and I read these words. It says, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Mm-hmm. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. Saturday, this coming Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, I want you to come and we're going to begin training for the SWAT team. SWAT stands for two different things, but Saturday morning it's going to be Special Weapons and Tactics. Yes. And I'm going to be training you on how to use the Word of God to pull down those strongholds. Because the weapons, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mm-hmm. but they are mighty. Say mighty.
Mighty.
Mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down all of vain imaginations that exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. Right. We are going to a place right now in the Spirit. God's, like I said, everything that Pastor preached, everything that God's been dealing with him, I've not talked to this man, only briefly, he's been dealing with me on. And I've been going through stuff, all of the things that he preached about tonight, I've been going through times 10. I feel like times 10. So be encouraged. Be encouraged because guess what? We have the victory.
That's right.
We have the victory. And part of your training is going to, when we sit down and we go over the Word of God, you're going to be able to identify not with yourself, but his power.
That's right.
His authority. Because his word out of your mouth is just as powerful as his word out of his mouth. And you're going to begin to speak those things. Call those things that not, are not as though they were. And you'll, we're going to see hundreds of people come into the kingdom.
That's right. Kingdom.
And I'm telling you, this two, three services.
Amen.
If we stay here.
No.
But anyway, I just be encouraged and be in prayer.
That's right.
I've been to a whole nother level of spiritual warfare, and so I've got on my knees and praying, and pray for this pastor. Because the minute that that phone rang and he says, James, I want you to come do this, man, I know that the agreement was made,
That's right.
and you might as well put a big old bullseye on your chest because it's coming.
That's right.
But understand that as you learn and grow, to defeat that devil, man, you just keep on walking.
That's right.
Keep on walking and keep running.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I hope to see you here. Come expecting.
Yes.
Come believing. Come with an attitude of prayer. Be prayed up. I mean, don't just come in. Just be prayed up, okay? And, man, it's going to be awesome. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on. And I want to close with this. Galatians 2:20 says that I am crucified mm-hmm. in Christ,
right.
but yet I live, but not I.
But he.
I live, but the one, but I live by faith in the one who died and gave his life for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come in and you get trained, we're not sending you. We're sending you out there as him, as his messenger, as his mouthpiece. So
that's
when
right.
those people open the door, wherever it is, they're not going to see you. They're going to see him.
That's good.
And it's going to be easy. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen. For you intercessors in this house, do not raise your hand, but you intercessors in this house, I want you prayed up. The mission is for us to reach this city, and we're going to change the city. We change them one person at a time. But we've got to get in front of people to change them. So the first thing we're going to do on Saturday is intercession, and then the training for evangelism. Then on Sunday, we have our baptism. All those that are going to go out and do evangelism, you're going to get baptized. Well, I can hear it already. Well, I've been baptized before. That's a religious thing. You're going to get baptized. You want to do this thing under this house. You're going to drop some things off. You're going to get cleansed. You're going to wipe some things off. You're starting fresh in you when you come up out of that water. Okay? I want you to understand that this is a new and fresh beginning for you. Your ministry. And I know that God wants to reach people out there. We're not going to condemn. We're not going to tell them they're in sin. You're going to tell them the goodness of Jesus Christ. That's all we're supposed to do. Amen. 9 o'clock here on Saturday morning. Amen. Miss Cherie, yes, ma'am. Oh, we have Zumbathon. Zumbathon. What time does that start? Bassey and West Avenue, Herbalife. We have Josh. There is a flyer that's right back there. If you could just lift it up. Yeah.
get your flyer, and you're going to go after we finish SWAT. You're going to come in your exercise outfit and go do Zumbathon. Zumbathon. We went to the one Zumbathon, and it, Lord Jesus. No, it was fun. You lost weight before you even left. All right, so that's going. You'll have time to do both. We're not keeping you too long. We'll watch the time. Keep them too long, so this way you can do both. Amen? All right. Cherie, how are we doing on the donations for the outreach? Okay. This is what I want from you guys. This is for the city. This is for the city. And we're connected with... Oh, I smell that coffee. Woo! All right. You got to excuse me because I'm about to enjoy it for real tonight. We are linking up with other ministries to reach this city. But we have to do our part. We have to do our part. I want you to see Sister Cherie and Miss Baye. Miss Baye, will you stand up, please? I want you to see them both before you leave. We need to have these volunteers, and I don't want that sheep back there no more. I want you to get with them, and I want you to assign them. We need to make sure that we're making us visible out there. There's no need to have all this outreach and pay for all this stuff for people, but we don't have the helpers. Let's help. The donations that we need, let's get these donations in there so that we can go out strong and reach the city and impact them and do it with love. Amen? Yes, ma'am. Anybody have canopies in this house right now? Raise your hand. Canopies, canopies, canopies. Yes? One? Maybe one? Maybe one. One? That's two. So we got two? Okay. So that's two and you want, so we got three. All right. Okay. This is what we're going to do. I want you to get the names and numbers of the ones that are here. And I've got some names and numbers that you're going to call. And tell them that we need their canopies. Pastor said. Okay. I ain't playing. Pastor said he needs a canopy for that day. We're not going to spend money on canopies. That's something that we have. Amen? Okay, what else do we need? All right, first Sunday, can I have a list, a shortened list, of exactly numbers that I need? I want you to get with Minister Baye on that so we can get that, you know, shortened down. And then on Sunday, I'll let everybody know what we need. We're going to get that taken care of, and we're going to move forward with that, okay? Driving like a madman. Amen? Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Okay, that'll be good. I'll do that. When I get that list, can I get it sometime before Friday? And then I'll get it on the website, what's still needed. That's a good idea. Thank you. I'll do that. Okay. Yes, sir. Put it on the Facebook page as well. So when I get that, I'll forward it to you, and then you can put it on the Facebook page. Okay? And then everything else, all the lists that we need so we can get to it, guys. Okay? One other thing, and I know it's a lot of announcements, and I'm still ahead of schedule on time right now. I might just keep you another hour because we're about to go again. In November, Elder and I, Ms. Shannon, will you stand up, please? Elder and I are going to be going to Africa. It's November 10th. We'll go for the 2 weeks. And we're going to go and minister in the places that I didn't get to go minister. Now it's just going to be Elder and I to go and minister. And Papa Louie has added some extra preaching engagements for us. He says, so if Elder wants to preach, he can preach. He says, if not, if you want to preach, you preach more. I said, well, I'm an extractor, so he's going to preach. So I want you to keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. We're going. Amen. So keep us in prayer. I know that Bishop has some itineraries up on the website. Look at the website. Look at what he's going. Keep him in prayer. Keep him in prayer. This ministry was birthed under the prophetic anointing. And this is something that we have seen on him since I've known him. And I know this is that season and time. In order for us to be apostolic, guess what? Yeah, I have to let go. So I'm letting go. Amen? All right. So if you would, please, keep this ministry in prayer, I asked our landlord if we can put a trailer out there for our kids. And he's going to get back with me. He has to talk to the owner. Now that the whole center is full, he's kind of concerned that they may need the room for parking on that. I said, it's just kids. Kids don't have cars. And we'll put it right there where the swings are at. We'll tear down that fence. We'll make a new fence. Whatever we got to do. So he's going to let me know. All right. So keep that in prayer. We need room for the kids. If we're going to do all this evangelizing, we need room. We make room now. Amen. Amen. The millions are coming in, so we're moving anyhow. So, amen. All right. I miss you guys. My wife and I, Hannah said, I can't wait to get to church. I miss church. I said, I miss church. I really do. I love you guys, my wife, my family. We think about the church. We think about you guys. We pray for you. And when we see your faces in the spirit, we like, God, we miss them. We begin to pray for you guys. We love you. And I hope you understand. And I hope you feel from us that we do love you. There's times that I come across very mad and said, I'm speaking into the atmosphere because I see how the enemy comes against you. And that's why I get very passionate about it. I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate for you. So we love you guys. And it feels so good to be home. So good. So I'm glad. Thank you very much. If you have your offering ready, just lift it up before the Lord, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless them beyond their wildest imaginations, God. Bless them. They've been blessed with the anointing, Father God, that you spoke over their life. And Father, I just thank you for what they have done tonight, God. If they've been attentive to your word and to your spirit, God, that they've grabbed hold of it and they're going to drive like madmen. God, I thank you for them. And as they come into this time of worship in our giving, Lord, I thank you that you receive it as incense of worship, Lord. And I thank you that you will rebuke the devourer for their sake, Lord, and that you will bring about miracles, signs, and wonders. Whatever money cannot buy, you will do. And whatever money they need, God, you will make it happen. So, Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, amen. You may serve the Lord. We will see you on Saturday, and then we'll see you Sunday for baptism. You better get ready for baptism. Amen. Love you guys. Love you.